Engineer Dick Somerville of Paradovich, Nottingham, and Drage looked at three sites along Petersburg's waterfront with a mix of publicly owned and private land.
Some of the key evaluation issues when we take a look at any of these sites would just be the availability of property that could be developed, vessel access to deep water into the Narrows, access to the site from the uplands or off the highway, how much work and storage area is there potentially in the vicinity. What are available utilities? Do you have to pump things, or can you gravity flow sewer and power? And then, of course, what are the expected development costs for each of the various sites?
Somerville said he looked at costs for constructing a boatyard and washdown area, haul-out pier, marine travel lift, and yard trailer, along with a covered workspace at each of the three sites. He did not include the cost of acquiring land at any of the three spots. One site is a mix of public and private land around and including the Petersburg Shipwrights, a private company that already offers vessel hauling and repair. Shipwrights' site is the smallest of the three under consideration, with a total space for potential development of 2.7 acres. Development costs for the site were estimated at just over $9 million. The second site is land owned by the Reed family at the north end of Scow Bay, behind the Reed warehouse. Somerville said that location could have just over 4 acres of available space, with development costs of $8.5 million. The third site includes some city-owned land and is the largest and potentially most expensive. It's at Scow Bay Turnaround, where Somerville estimated a facility could have over 7 acres of available space, and development of the site could cost over $13 million. It's also the place where the city had considered putting in a new harbor at one point, and Somerville said PNND studied the area in 1994. He said a new marina there could be added on to a haul-out and vessel service yard, which would boost the overall price tag to $31 million. However, putting aside that additional harbor, Somerville compared the space and costs for all three locations.
Site number one, at a cost of $9.2 million, generated about 2.7 acres of potential, and that spreads to about $78 a square foot. Site number two, at $8.5 million, creating 4.1 acres, is $48 per square foot. And site number three, the portion just for the lift, at 13.3, generates 7.3 acres, and that spreads at about $42 a square foot. It's just, you can do whatever you want with these numbers. It was just one way to look at it.
Somerville showed drawings of potential development plans for the three areas and said they were just one option for building at the sites. However, Petersburg Shipwrights owner Frank Townsend paid PNND to look at expansion for his business, and he challenged the outlines of potential land available around his site.
These drawings that he's used are directly from the plans that I paid for.
Thanks, Frank.
Well, no, but they're not true. They're not true to bear, because I own some of this property. And the part that we were talking about was leased. So I think the lines could be drawn quite a bit differently in a new drawing, in a new facility.
Townsend said he would work with the PEDC or the city if they decided to develop the land that he leases for his business. Here he is discussing that option with Petersburg Mayor Al Dwyer.
There's some gray areas, like these leased areas out here in the water that I lease and pay leases on every year, that I would gladly negotiate out of my lease somehow.
Yeah.
I'm going to have some investment.
Mm. Well, of course, we wouldn't want to put anybody out of business either. You know? But that would increase your business, probably.
It would help.
Yeah.
Go to Scow Bay, and then you might be, I don't know, having calculated with it.
Yeah. I
have to build a facility out there.
Yeah.
You'd have to lease me a new piece of property, because I'd be giving these ones up.
Meanwhile, engineer Somerville estimated any new boatyard would need a minimum of about 3 acres for vessel storage and workspace, but 5 acres would be more optimal. Several at the meeting also talked about how a new boatyard would affect storage space for bait sheds and crab pots. Development of the shipwright's land could displace existing bait shed storage at South Harbor, and PEDC Board Vice President Ron Bushman said the Scow Bay site would make it easier for gear to be stored at land provided by Petersburg Marine and Scow Bay.
Well, long term, I think it makes sense. I mean, we've got all these pots stored right across the street here, crab pots, and we're bringing them into town in January and taking them back out in March, and it'd be a lot easier just to bring them across the street.
That spot across the street in Scow Bay is where Petersburg Marine owner John Mergus started pulling and storing smaller commercial fishing vessels with a hydraulic trailer last year. He said at the meeting it looked like all three sites were good.
It's a shame we have to pick one and somehow couldn't use all three. I mean, we'd have an awesome ability to service.
I'm not going to go away.
In a survey completed for the Economic Development Council in December, 57% of vessel owners who responded supported a haul-out at the Scow Bay turnaround land, 29% supported the site at the shipwrights, and 15% wanted the facility at the Reed Warehouse land. PEDC or the city could go after federal grant money to build the new boatyard. The Economic Development Council will talk about the next steps for a marine haul-out at a meeting this week. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.